It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm 90.5 WESA News Director Mark Neutbar in for Paul Guggenheimer. The race for Pennsylvania Attorney General is heating up quickly, with four Democrats and one Republican already vying for attention. I spoke with Northampton County District Attorney John Morganelli, who's running as a Democrat, and asked him for his resume.
Well, first of all, I've served as Northampton County District Attorney for 24 years. I'm actually the most senior district attorney in Pennsylvania at the present time. I'm a very experienced courtroom prosecutor. I have prosecuted personally to verdict about 25 first-degree murder cases. I've been very active in the Pennsylvania DA's Association. I actually was president of the Pennsylvania DA's Association from 2002 to 2003. I also served on the Pennsylvania Commission on Crime and Delinquency for 6 years. I've been appointed by the governor of Pennsylvania and the Supreme Court to serve on numerous criminal justice agencies. And I've often testified in Harrisburg and in Washington on many criminal justice issues, including capital punishment, insanity, crime and violence issues. So I've been very active in the criminal and judicial system in Pennsylvania.
What has made you decide to run for the office at this time?
Well, I think that the office is in crisis. I mean, we have a constitutional crisis brewing. We have an attorney general who's under indictment. We have fights going on between the judicial branch of government, between law enforcement agencies, and it's really at a critical stage. And I believe strongly that whoever is the next attorney general is, that person necessarily must be an experienced prosecutor, someone who understands investigations, has run grand jury investigations, which I've also done personally, because this is a mess. And the people who work there, many of them who I know on a personal level, morale's all-time low. They have no confidence in their leader. And I think that the next attorney general better be someone who that office will look to and say, this person is experienced, he's a prosecutor, he's been in the courtroom, he knows how to try criminal cases, he's conducted criminal investigations, because that's what we need to clean this mess up.
So as an outsider looking in, do you think then that the staffing is not right to do these investigations?
Well, I think that, you know, from the outside looking in, it's hard to say. I mean, there's a lot of career people in the office. People have worked there for years. But right now, there's a level of mistrust inside the agency. We have an attorney general who's, embattled right now. And I can tell you from talking to people there, there's no confidence in the organization as a whole. On the average day, yes, there are agents and deputy attorney generals doing their job. But it really needs a complete overhaul. And it needs someone who knows how this office functions, who knows how it fits into the criminal justice system in Pennsylvania, works with the fellow prosecutors. This cannot be on-the-job training. One of her, Ms. Kane's downfalls was her lack of experience, really. And I believe that her lack of experience is part of the reason why she's in the predicament that she's in.
At the most basic level, the attorney general's job is to serve as the people's lawyer. How would you interpret that?
Well, I have a different view of it. It's defined in the statutes, and it says that the attorney general shall be the chief law enforcement officer of the Commonwealth. So it has both criminal and civil jurisdiction to conduct a wide range of investigations in drug areas, child predators. It has a role in capital litigation. It also has an extensive civil side dealing with environmental enforcement, consumer protection. There's a trust jurisdiction as well. It's a very unique office, and it's going to require someone with extensive experience as a lawyer.
One of the things that I think the state is going to have to continue to deal with is this growing use of prescription opioids and heroin. How can your office help?
Well, there's a number of ways to attack that. First of all, you know, there are strategies that can be put in place in terms of the continued effort, which I think we in law enforcement are a part of, and that is education. We need to go out in the communities as the DAs do, as I do as district attorney, and I think the attorney general has a larger bully pulpit to go out and inform the folks out there about the dangers of this addiction to start with, because this is a supply and demand problem that we have with any drugs. I think secondly is that in the prescription side, the attorney general's office has what's called a compliance section, which essentially goes out and makes sure that we don't have scripts being written by physicians, and there are those cases that we have prosecuted where someone is addicted to painkillers or whatever, and they have cooperating physicians, pharmacies, etc. So there's an element of that type of enforcement that has to be done. And then there's the other type of enforcement, which is cracking down on the distribution of this drug criminally, which is part of the huge jurisdiction of the Attorney General's office.
There's a growing use of special courts in Pennsylvania, courts such as drug courts and veterans courts. How do you feel about that?
Well, I've been a very big supporter of mental health courts. I actually last year led the fight in Northampton County to establish a mental health court. We now have one. As part of that, we wanted to have a veterans court as a component of the mental health court because I saw in my experience dealing with veterans coming home from war and who serve abroad often come back with issues that sometimes leads them into the criminal justice system. And so I've been a big supporter of the mental health court was my number one priority. We've also established in Northampton County a drug court on the post-conviction end. By that I mean when people reoffend, rather than throwing them back in jail when they're out on parole, we're trying to do some drug courts on the post-conviction end, and that seems to be working out well as too. I think the key concern I have is that we don't get too specialized because it starts to become sort of a difficult animal to handle. But I think focusing on mental health, drugs, and veterans would be the extent of my specialty courts.
You are an elected official. This is an elected position. To get elected, you have to deal with the party. How do you, once getting in office, make sure that this does not become a political office?
Well, you know, unfortunately, historically, this office has been used as a launching pad for higher office. I mean, we had Governor Corbett, who was Attorney General, Mike Fisher, who ran for governor when he was Attorney General. You know, there was all kind of speculation that Kathleen Kane was going to run for governor or Senate until her problems arose. I can just tell you personally is that I just turned 60. I've been a career prosecutor for 24 years, and the only office that I was interested in running for was Attorney General, really. And if I would be elected, I have no plans of running for anything else, you know, serving a term, maybe two, and then I'm done. But, you know, there is always that potential. I think the trouble that comes in is when you have young, ambitious people who see the AG as a stepping stone to someplace else, and that becomes a real problem and a concern because when you're the district attorney or the attorney general, you have to have politics put aside and you should not have your eye on the next election or the next higher office.
Kathleen Kane is the first Democrat to hold this office. I realize we have to get through a primary here, but as you look forward to the general election, do you fear any backlash on that?
I think that there is a concern among us Democrats that whoever's nominated, whether it's myself or one of the other Democratic candidates, we will, in some fashions, be running alongside the ghost of Kathleen Kane, and I'm sure the Republican, our opponents, will like to raise that issue. I think the way to cure that is to nominate the most experienced senior district attorney in Pennsylvania with a long track record of 25 convictions of first-degree murders, grand jury investigations. That's me, and I think it'll be very hard to try to compare my experience with the inexperience of Ms. Kane. I think that that argument the Republicans could bring to the table would be much stronger if our party nominates someone who has absolutely no prosecution experience, never been a prosecutor, never been in a courtroom, never conducted a criminal investigation. I think if that's our nominee, then we are going to have a huge problem of trying to hold that office because the argument will be simply made. We tried one Democrat with no experience, and look what happened, and this person's even less qualified. I think if I am the nominee, they may try that argument, but it'll be very difficult.
Mr. Morganelli, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
That was Northampton County District Attorney John Morganelli, who's running for Pennsylvania Attorney General as a Democrat. I'm 90.5 WESA News Director Mark Newtbar in for Paul Guggenheimer. We now move on to AG candidate Dave Fawcett, who's a private lawyer here in Pittsburgh. I also began by asking him for a quick CV.
Sure. So I've been a practicing lawyer for 30 years, worked at two firms now. I'm with Reed Smith in Pittsburgh, and I've made a career handling difficult cases, taking on tough fights. A lot of it has been fraud cases that I've handled, and I've delved into judicial corruption issues and handled just a whole variety of cases and tried a lot of cases before juries across the country.
What made you decide that you wanted to get into this race?
Well, it's very clear to me that the office as it presently is decimated, and really the Attorney General's office is an important office in Pennsylvania. It has critical functions like consumer protection and protecting our seniors and most vulnerable from cybercrime and from fraud and so on. And all those functions have been functions that are lost presently because of the current turmoil. So clearly the office needs to be re-energized and reinvigorated. And I feel that I'm the person to be able to do that. And principally, I think what the office needs is somebody who has integrity and experience as a lawyer, in my case, in handling cases, managing cases and people, and being able to re-energize and reinvigorate that office.
When you boil down the AG position, it's to serve as the citizen's lawyer, as the people's lawyer. How do you interpret that?
Well, that's exactly right. You are the people's lawyer. And from my standpoint, the person that holds that position has to, above everything else, have great integrity, have good experience, and be trusted. From my standpoint, the right person for that job is someone that's not more political than necessary. It should be an apolitical job as much as possible. Because what you're doing is representing the people of Pennsylvania, oftentimes in cases where they don't have the resources, and you're fighting people with big resources. And really, I made a career of that.
Now, you mentioned that you don't want this to be a political office, but it is an office that you run for as a Republican or a Democrat, and it is an office that takes a lot of work to get elected, and you have to shake some hands and make some friends. So how do you keep it from being a political office?
Of course, it's a political in the sense that it's an elected office. What I think is important is that the person who's elected to the office is someone who's not overly political and someone who has the experience and credibility and integrity that I have, and as a good lawyer, that can really do the things that need to be done with that office.
In the past, you've held office as a Republican. Now you're running as a Democrat. What happened there?
I had two terms on the county council as a Republican at large, and I switched my registration at the end of my second term. And at the time, I was motivated mostly by the fact that it's very difficult being in a minority party here in Allegheny County. That's difficult. But moreover, from my standpoint, I was disillusioned with what was going on at the national level in the Republican Party, particularly the taking on of expense and debt, despite the party claiming to be conservative. So that was really the motivating factor for me.
One of the things that the state is having to deal with and will continue to have to deal with is the growing use of prescription opioids illegally and heroin. What can the AG's office do in that fight?
Well, the AG's office is important in that fight, just like it is in the fight against cybercrime and the fight of human trafficking and drug trafficking, by being vigilant, pursuing matters where DAs can't, but also calling attention to these issues and these problems. Historically, that's what the AG's office did, particularly in the area of consumer protection. What we've seen over the past term and is a neglect of those duties and a failure to really put the spotlight where it should be and where only the AG can do it, in my opinion, in the right way. So most importantly for the AG is to spotlight these issues, to prioritize them, and to put resources towards them. And that would be one of my highest priorities is, as part of reinvigorating, re-energizing that office, is to gain for it the resources it needs to do the job.
A growing trend around the state is the launching of drug courts and veterans courts and those types of specialty courts. What is your take on that?
Oh, the drug courts are one of the best innovative approaches to dealing with our drug problem. And that's when those courts are run properly and by judges who are caring and concerned. And that's the trend, and it's a good trend. And there's no question that our existing system and mandatory drug sentences, for example, has been a massive failure and not solved the problem. All it's done is cost our citizens a heck of a lot of money without providing a solution to the fundamental problem.
It seems to be a crowded field this year as we move into this election cycle. How do you make yourself stand out?
Well, I think I stand out from the others who have indicated an intention to run in a number of very basic ways. First of all, I'm an experienced attorney that actually tries cases and has practiced law for 30 years and have taken on big fights against big companies for people who need a good lawyer. And the others in the field so far are folks who are not necessarily practicing attorneys. A number of the individuals are more political in nature, and I don't hold that against them. But I don't think this is the job for someone who's primarily a politician, especially with the state that the office is in now. What we need is somebody with integrity, somebody with experience, and someone that can credibly lead the office back to where it should be, to reinvigorate it, to re-energize it, and to give it the excellence that is really needed for it to perform the really important duties and jobs that it has to perform.
Mr. Fawcett, thank you very much for your time today.
Oh, thank you for your time and interest. I appreciate it.
That's Attorney Dave Fawcett of Allegheny County. He's running for Attorney General as a Democrat. We'll be back with Democrat Jack Stolzheimer and Republican John Rafferty. You're listening to Essential Pittsburgh.